Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Happy Valentine's Day. It is 10 years of broadcast excellence, and this one is going to be a great show. I can feel it, Fancy Brian. How about you?
Oh, I'm feeling all right. This has been my first time on the air in a while.
Buddy, it's my first time ever in the Waukesha studios.
Welcome.
I didn't realize the microphone was going to run away from me.
It is kind of running away from you. It needs to be tightened up a little bit there. That's odd.
You know, on Valentine's, my wife often runs away from me a bit. But, you know, it's a new experience. I'll get used to it. I'll grab it tight, give it a hug, give it some love.
Yeah, maybe talk to it a little bit. Wow.
And, you know, this is going to be a really big show for us, Fancy Brian, because we're bringing back the love. We're bringing back the prodigal Dom.
Uh-oh.
He's joining us. 5 months of unexcused absences later, Dom comes back to celebrate 10 years of Devil's Advocates Radio.
That's awesome.
And he's coming back at 5 o'clock. And, you know, we're making a big deal out of it. And you can be a part of this big deal show at 844-967-2789. My little buddy, he'll be sitting right there in the hot seat. Hope he's been well.
I hope he's all right. He's coming from a fancy town right now, so he's really going to be really fancy and ready to go, I think.
He's driving in from a slightly redder part of the state of Wisconsin to join me here in Waukesha in the brand new The Shaw Studios.
He's become a fancy guy since leaving this place. I
mean, he's got something other than T-shirts he wears.
And the hair is shorter.
Oh, really?
Almost professional.
I doubt that, but we'll all be the judge. You can find us. I think we're streaming. Evan, if you didn't send us live, make it live. We're doing it live. So what are we going to talk about today, Fancy Brian? Lots of topics. Perhaps the pending Russian invasion of Ukraine, and I'm not rooting for it like they are over on Fox News.
Yeah, that's not fun.
But I'm telling you, it's coming.
A couple hundred thousand troops, you know, it's just normal exercise. You know, that's what they do.
Well, my understanding, the Russian president, Zelensky, you remember him from the first Trump impeachment?
Oh, yeah, the name Zelensky. I remember that guy.
Yeah, Zelensky. He apparently has posted on the social medias the equivalent. I think it was Facebook. You know, if you want to talk about a pending invasion of your country, you go to Zuckerberg's Facebook, don't you?
Oh, that makes sense.
He apparently is announcing on Facebook, we're going to be invaded on Wednesday.
Oh, did he set it up for like an automatic stream or something?
I'm not sure. Is there going to be a stream camera? Can we tune it in?
Welcome to Invasion Stream. Really nice.
I don't mean to make light of the pending invasion.
But that's what you kind of got to do if there's something going on. At least that's where I come from anyway.
What, that we got to make fun of it?
Not that we have to, but it's like, you know, when you're, everything is just, everything to do with this situation is just, not good. So you kind of make jokes to kind of go move through it.
Well, that's what we do. I make light. Occasionally we make light around here. Here, I'll bring the reporting. We'll start here, at least for now. Ukrainian president declares Wednesday a day of unity amid fears of Russian attack. Here is what he tells The Hill, or at least what's being reported at thehill.com. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky on Monday declared Wednesday, that's 2 days from today, hump day if you will be a day of unity as he addressed reports that a Russian invasion of his country could begin that day.
Oh.
You know, when they tell you, hey, man, I'm coming in, Wednesday. We're wrecking stuff. Starting Wednesday. See you then.
I have gotten an email notification that the live stream for the Russian invasion will begin on Wednesday.
I've seen those. A few of our eager show hosts, you know, you get the, you find out through the page that there's an anticipated live stream coming. And apparently this one from Putin says, hey, I'll be there to invade your country on Wednesday. The comments from the Ukrainian leader made in an address to his nation posted on Facebook came amid heightened tensions. They're heightened tensions between Kiev and Moscow. The Biden administration had warned on Friday that an attack on Ukraine could be imminent. I think we told our people, anyone in Ukraine, get the hell out of Ukraine. I think that was our instructions. So Zelensky wrote in a statement on Facebook that the decree declaring the Day of Unity had already been signed. Well, we got a proclamation. Are they going to name a Unity post office?
Well, why not? I mean,
because you know the Russians will invade it first. We are told. Now, here
this is now Disunity Post Office.
Understanding this is Zuckerberg's Facebook's translation of his comments. We are told that February 16 will be the day of the attack. So Wednesday's going to be a big show around here, I suspect. Ukrainian officials told reporters in Kiev that Zelensky was not being literal. But what is he being? He's just figuratively talking about a specific day his country is going to come under Russian invasion? Though the day has circulated in news reports as a possible opening day of a Russian campaign on Ukraine. Who's the opening day starter? Who's pitching that day? You know, because I hear there might not be a baseball season.
Vladimir Guerrero. I like the name.
Blah.
Guerrero is fine.
Zelensky and Ukraine's government have criticized the United States at times for overstating the danger of an imminent Russian invasion of the country.
Look, I don't know.
You got 140,000 troops on your border. They're not playing war games, are they?
When I saw people going down the National Guard going down to Kenosha. I was on the highway at the time, and they were going by, and they were moving some military vehicles, and I was like, oh, imagine 100,000 people doing that and right near your border. It's a little alarming. If nothing else, it probably signals, I don't know, maybe an invasion.
Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby told reporters on Monday, we still don't believe that some final decision has been made. Asked about Zelensky's statement and the mention of February 16th, Kirby said, I'm not going to talk about the specific intelligence assessments. I think you can understand that. We have said for a while now that military action could happen any day. He later said, I won't get into a specific date. I don't think that would be smart. I would just tell you that it is entirely possible that he could move with little to no warning. And I'm thinking like Wednesday. Fancy Brian, we've got some sound, I believe. We've got Nancy Pelosi, the speaker. Oh, I like what you did on the rundown there in anticipation of Dom joining us. Here's Pelosi from the Sunday shows and talking specifically on the potential, the probable question mark invasion. Nancy Pelosi, cut number 10, if you would, Fancy Brian.
Yes, I do believe that he is prepared for an invasion. I also understand why the president of Ukraine wants to keep people calm and that he wants his economy not to suffer.
More from Pelosi. Cut 11, please.
I'm very proud of the work the president has done. The unity of our allies and NATO to come to an agreement as to the severity of the sanctions is very, very important.
Now, there is some effort afoot to actually crystallize what the ramifications would be. Here's more Pelosi hoping diplomacy works. I'm hoping too, Nancy. Cut 12.
Let's hope that the diplomacy works. It's about diplomacy deterrence. Diplomacy deterrence. And the president has made it very clear. There's a big price to pay for Russia to go there.
Well, let's hope so. Allies are supportive of these sanctions, according to Nancy Pelosi. Cut 13.
Actually, our allies in Europe can suffer sometimes from some of the sanctions because of the impact it has on them. And yet they are there fully on the sanctions front.
A couple more from Pelosi. War is not an answer. I agree. Cut 14.
He has to know that war is not an answer. There are very severe consequences to his aggression, and that we are united in using them.
And in conclusion, at least for now, Nancy Pelosi, it is an assault on democracy. Cut 15.
The fact is that we think that an assault on Ukraine is an assault on democracy.
Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. I'm not sure. We'll certainly talk more as an actual invasion, perhaps, takes place. I'm a little nervous. I feel like this is a major escalation. You know, right now I feel like the world is relatively peaceful, relatively speaking. I mean, hell, as ugly as the withdrawal of Afghanistan may have been, that was our major conflict, right? The 20-year war we were having in Afghanistan. Well, we're not currently in a war. You know, I feel like we've been missing war. It's been like a whole 6 months since the United States was involved in any foreign incursions. And the fact that we could somehow be pulled back in, because you know, the entire world looks at us. We're the ones spending all that money on the defense. Well, whenever there is a incursion, who's supposed to go clean up the messes? Well, NATO, the UN, and what's that mean? American peacekeepers. So I'm a little concerned that this could be an escalation. I mean, I got teenage boys. I don't want any of them signing up for anything except for more of the greatest radio show ever, celebrating 10 years on the airwaves. I think it's today, Fancy Brian. It was definitely the Valentine's Day weekend, our inaugural broadcast.
It was close enough for the Bible, I'd say.
It was a Saturday. Dom picked me up. I had stayed with my then young children at the Milwaukee Museum, and I like slept on the floor. One of the worst night's sleep I ever got. Like 200 farting kids in a museum lobby on concrete floors on a sleeping bag. And then Dom comes wheeling up in the front in a Cadillac and said, it's time to go do our very first radio show. And here we are. He joins me in the 5 o'clock happy hour as we expand to 3 hours today. Come back, Devil's Advocates. What's it good for? Listening. Mostly listening. Good God, yeah.
If you mention Ukraine, you're just doing Vladimir Putin's bidding.
The Ukraine is weak.
I'm not weak people. I still have armies in the Ukraine.
You not say Ukraine weak.
The name's Zelensky.